It's Monday, October 28th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, thousands of people from around the New York area and other parts of the country descended on Madison Square Garden in New York City on Sunday afternoon for former President Donald Trump's campaign rally. The New York Police Department said it had drones over the area, robots, and a helicopter, as well as anti-terrorism units outside monitoring the situation to keep everyone safe. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris said Sunday that no one can sit on the sidelines in this year's presidential election, capping a day of campaigning across the largest city in the crucial battleground state of Pennsylvania. "We are focused on the future, and we are focused on the needs of the American people," Harris said, as opposed to Donald Trump, who spends full time looking in the mirror focused on himself, she added. Speaking at a city recreation center, the Democratic vice president singled out young voters, praising them for being rightly impatient for change, and told the audience that there is too much at stake in the campaign. "Energizing voters in Philadelphia, a traditional Democratic stronghold, is crucial for Ms. Harris's chances of beating Donald Trump." With just 9 days to go until Election Day, a new CBS News poll has the two presidential candidates neck and neck, with Ms. Harris at 50% and Mr. Trump at 49% among likely voters. In battleground states, both are polling at 50%. The focus of the respective campaigns has been on issues including immigration, the war between Israel and Hamas, and crime. Around the world, fighters from the notorious paramilitary Rapid Support Forces ran riot in East Central Sudan in a multi-day attack that killed more than 120 people in one town, a doctor's group and the United Nations said. It was the group's latest attack against the Sudanese military after suffering a series of setbacks, losing ground to the military in the area. The war, which has gone on for more than a year and a half, has wrecked the African country, displacing millions of its population and pushing it to the brink of a full-blown famine. Rapid Support Force fighters went on a rampage in villages and towns on the eastern and northern sides of the province of Gezira between October 20th and 25th, shooting at civilians and attacking women and girls. In other news, Japan's longtime ruling party has lost its majority for the first time in 15 years, as Sunday's general election dealt a major blow to new Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba amid public anger over economic woes and a series of political scandals. The ruling Liberal Democratic Party and its coalition partner Komeito secured just 215 of the lower house's 465 seats, short of the 233 needed to reach a majority, according to the national broadcaster NHK. This is the first time since 2009 that the LDP has lost its majority in the lower house of the Diet, the national parliament. The LDP, a conservative political machine, has ruled the country almost continuously since the party's founding in 1955. Ishiba said voters had delivered a severe judgment to his party. Ishiba, a former defense minister, called a snap election shortly after winning the party's leadership contest last month, seeking to reinforce his public mandate. And McDonald's and food safety officials ruled out beef as the source of an E. coli outbreak linked to the chain's Quarter Pounders, while continuing to examine onions served on the burgers. The Colorado Department of Agriculture said Sunday that it had completed dozens of tests of fresh and frozen beef patties collected from state McDonald's locations associated with the continuing investigation into the outbreak. All samples were negative for E. coli, the agency said, and state health authorities don't anticipate pulling more samples. The E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders, disclosed last week by federal health officials, has so far sickened 75 and killed one person across 13 states. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention analyzed dozens of samples as part of its testing for E. coli, and all came back negative, Colorado authorities said. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.